leave you soaking like Macaulay Culkin on my low. You get a grip like Steven Tyler. I used to trip with the divine styler. Back in the days, there were Irish ways and Irish laws. Stand up for the cause. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joint, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man.
Welcome to a special edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. We are live, man. We are live at the bustling.
The bustling high class Berlin of the Berlin Farmers Market.
But we are at a Mike's Custom Airbrush.
Mike's Custom Airbrush, right inside entrance B10 of the Berlin Farmers Market.
And why are we here, Dan?
We are here to present today the stars upon Point Wrestling, which is this coming Saturday.
That's right. Saturday, January 4th at Sports and More. That's 1855 Herfill Road. That's in Seoul, New Jersey. If you want to look it up, it's 08080, Dan.
That one confuses me.
08080. It's a New Jersey zip code.
It's Washington Township.
Now, doors are going to open at 7:30. Bell time is 8. All tickets, $20. That is floor and bleacher seating. And it's going to be
Sports and More is a great little venue for any wrestling. It looks good in there. I always talk about, you know, what it looks like. And when you got the guys on the side of the lead, it looks good when you feel it.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Have you seen it with a wrestling show, though?
I've seen pictures of it with a wrestling show.
Pictures with a wrestling show. We're not going to name names.
It was very well attended.
It was.
That's what I mean. It looks good.
That is a good location. It's very close to 47. It's very close to 41. Very close to 295.
Especially when you want to go out of your way and get to 295 to get back on the White Horse Pike, even though you're right on the White Horse Pike.
That's right. Now, of course, if you want to find out more about On Point Wrestling, you can check out the website at onpointwrestling.web.com. On Twitter, at On Point Wrestling, drop the G. So it's On Point Wrestling. And then YouTube.com, On Point Wrestling TV. And, of course, Facebook.com/On Point.
And on the YouTube channel, they do update the content.
They'll throw promos
up there. They'll throw matches from past events, and they usually pick a good one.
If you want to relive Drew Blood versus Pinky Sanchez from that first show, you can do it, Dan. You can do it right there at the YouTube. Now, Dan, why don't we get a little serious? Why don't we talk about this card? But before I do, I believe the great Harry Barnett might be here, Dan.
Does that man have a life?
I don't think he does. Now, hello, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Well, Dean, you definitely guessed right. It is the great one himself.
It is the great Harry Barnett. Now, Harry, I do have a few of the On Point stars that you are very friendly with. Would you like to talk to anybody? I have Xavier Cruz here. Of course, your fellow countryman.
I was going to say, who better to pick than Xavier Cruz?
The financial miracle Loudy is somewhere. Right now, he's out there doing something. I'm not sure. He's plugging the show. Now,
thank God.
Xavier is now here with me. What do you have to say to really your idol?
Well, I would ask Xavier, I mean, how are you doing? It's Christmas time. Are you enjoying yourself in that country, that disgusting country?
Well, if it wasn't for this disgusting country, my time would be significantly more enjoyable. But as always, I have the greatest of holidays. I spend it by myself, the greatest man on the planet. Along with the financial miracle, Audi, obviously, he is, you know, my rock. He keeps me grounded. How are you doing, great sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to finally be talking with someone as amazing as yourself yet again.
Thank you. You're without doubt my favorite person I've ever met in my life. I can't wait for you to make another trip to this disgusting country. Or you know what? Maybe I'll even just make a trip back to the homeland and I'll visit you and all my people.
That would be brilliant. I have got a question for you, though, Xavier.
Sure.
Next week you've got, isn't it, LJ Cruz and, I don't remember his name, he's from Deptford.
Yes, what an awful town that is.
Look, it's Ryan Castellucci. And his
name's on foot here.
Listen. He's Denver's number one son.
Number one son, that's saying a lot.
He's the fighting pro athlete. It's Ryan Castellucci. And let me tell you.
Castellucci
and LJ Cruz are going to take care of both you. And who's this Stan Styles guy anyway?
Who is Stan Styles?
I looked up a few videos on the YouTube. And
on
I see
the
him,
YouTube.
And I see him molesting Veda Scott.
I see a lot of molesting. I see a lot of wrestling.
You're taking things liberally here. What you really have to focus on is the talent that he brings to the ring. I mean, Stan Styles. He is the guy in a rhino, the sex T-Rex, the highlight of your night, the sexual delight. He's my partner and one of my best dearest friends. And
now, is he an official member of Highly Entertaining Wrestlers?
Is he an official member? Is that even a question?
I thought it was.
Do I just go to the
word member?
Do I support people who aren't highly entertaining, Dean?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, keep that in mind next time when you ask stupid questions.
Fair enough. Harry, do you have anything else to say to Xavier Cross? We haven't even gotten into these matches yet. I'm going to get Stan Styles. I'm going to get his thoughts about this as well.
Oh, you should get his thoughts because his thoughts are absolutely delightful.
I'm sure they are. Ask him about that.
I have a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your mouth, Dean. Harry has a question.
I have got a question. You may not be involved in the match itself, but, you know, it is kind of a big deal. It may be a stupid question, but what do you think is going to come out of Drew against that disgusting pig, Heath Sanchez?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No question coming from a Brit is a stupid question. No. Here's the deal. Pinky Sanchez has been a thorn in our side for far too long. And you're right, he is a disgusting monkey. What does he call himself? A sexual spider monkey? What is that? I don't even understand what that is. No, but Drew Blood is going to walk in Sewell, New Jersey, and once and for all put an end to that disgusting, filthy excuse for a man, Pinky Sanchez.
Harry Barnett's on the line, if you wanted to...
Harry, it was great speaking to you. I'm going to hand this over to the genius of the group, the Financial Miracle.
It's the Financial Miracle, Aldi. Harry has a few questions for each member of Highly Entertaining.
Yeah,
it's the magic. You're like the Fonz. Know what happened there. But, Harry, you're on with the Financial Miracle. Aldi, the man who makes it all happen. Do you have a question for him?
Well, Loudy, I've got a question for you. I mean, it's going to be a great night for Highly Entertaining Wrestlers. How does it feel, how does it feel to be a part of this?
Well, Harry, let's start off with the entertaining aspect of the evening. You know, for the last year, personally, I've had countless nightmares of Pinky Sanchez. It's a personal issue that I've dealt with, and this is the first time I'm really going to open up about it. Nights, I've not been able to sleep. Xavier and Drew have had to come over and, you know, make sure, you know, tell me little bedtime stories, let me know that I'm still rich. And I get very nervous, and you see, it's because of Pinky Sanchez. One time he duct taped my mouth shut and I couldn't talk for a week. Another time he physically has put me through a board. My life has been ruined. Countless emotional nightmares of Pinky Sanchez yelling "Yow!" and such demonic tones of evilness, and it's all coming to a boiling point on January 4th when Drew Blood has personally told me, "Loudy, it all ends, and all your nightmares, they become happy dreams of me like Scrooge McDuck dunking through money, and all my happiness will be back." Because Drew's going to rid the world of Pinky Sanchez, and all the scum that he brings to the world will be wrong, and Pinky Sanchez will be left nothing more than a man standing on a corner with a cup jingling it, asking for change, because he'll be living in Deptford, New Jersey, home of Ryan Castellucci. That's a segue, folks. That's a segue for yous at home. So here's the deal. Ryan Castellucci, you're teaming up with LJ Cruz, another person that's in denial. He lives his life every day thinking he's a party star rock star when he's really not. 9 to 5, he's not in a club. He's not a VIP. He doesn't go to the places that myself and Highly Entertaining Wrestlers go to. We are VIPs. we get in clubs, he does, he stares in through the window and watches us eat, hoping he can sit in the restaurants that we eat in, so he can come out and he can dance all night, because none of that's going to matter. And this goes out to all Ryan Castellucci's poor, degenerate fans out there in Deptford. You're showing him no support, and that's what we want, because we know deep down you already know that Ryan's a loser. He's nothing more than you are, a 9-to-5 working every day begging that your life's going to be better, and if not, you're going to wake up every day knowing that you're not highly entertaining. You're not the financial miracle. Your life as it is nothing more than a joke. Right now, you're contemplating all the money you just wasted on Christmas, and you're not going to be able to get it back on them taxes, so grow up. Understand, on January 4th, highly entertaining wrestlers, Harry Barnett, we're going to own the night. As for On Point Wrestling, though, well, you're going to get 10 matches of unbelievable wrestling, and we are the company that's making the noise. Everyone out there that's doubting this show's going to happen, wake up. It's going to. Hard work cannot be held back, and success is done by hard work. And that's all we are here at On Point Wrestling, is a lot of hardworking wrestlers trying to make a name for ourselves, and we're not doing it on anyone else's dime except our own. And we just like to say it, at Destroy Everything, that's exactly what we're going to do. Headlined by Matt Tremont versus Eddie Kingston. Let me repeat that. Matt Tremont versus Eddie Kingston. For those of you out there, this is the dream match that you wanted. So on January 4th, come out and watch it. The Return of Joker, Beaver Boys, TBA, the ending of Drew Blood and Pinky Sanchez, On Point Wrestling. Come out and emotionally invest in the On Point experience. Harry Barnett, I got business to handle. Love you. Keep England proud. Thank you.
That was amazing.
I'm emotionally invested.
Thanks for coming.
Now, in just a moment, I do want to bring over Ryan Castellucci.
Castellucci
has been on the show. That's why I said in just a moment.
Is Harry still behind?
Yes, Harry's still here.
I am.
But, like I said, I do want to get, of course, 10 great matches. We already talked about that.
We already talked about, like, two of them.
Yeah.
Well, that is.
Let's talk about this match first. Just to get some of these matches out of the way before somebody comes up here and pushes us out of the way again.
Well, that's why we're here. We're just really here to, you know, get pushed.
Well, singles action, Dan. The Wild Sicilian, Robbie Marino, taking on Johnny Miyagi, who made his debut at the last show.
Well, Johnny Miyagi has some stuff to prove there.
I mean, he certainly does.
Last month, he's got to, you know, string some wins together and make a name for himself. So, you never know. You might look for Robbie Marino to go down, but Robbie Marino, I mean, you can't say enough about that guy. So it's going to be a good match.
Should be a good match. Here's another guy that's going to make another. He's trying to make another impression. He came into the company. He attacked the bulldozer Matt Tremont, was trying to take out the biggest dog in the yard. He failed in November. I'm, of course, talking about the Zebra Prince, Joey Janela.
He's one of my favorites now.
He's taking on a savage in Jocko. Dan, your thoughts on that one. Tell me everything you know about Jocko.
I don't know that much about Jocko, very honest.
Well, of course.
Go ahead.
Two shows ago, Jocka and Matt
Tremont.
That's all we're talking about.
Okay.
We're talking about On Point history. That's all that matters.
Anybody who can go one-on-one with Matt Tremont.
But they went one-on-one. Matt Tremont broke his nose. He came back for more, Dan.
That's what I mean. Anybody who can go one-on-one with Matt Tremont, a man who falls from the top of the cage and doesn't land squarely on a table and gets up and walks away.
He's walking around fine.
You have to have a certain step of toughness to get in the ring with him and survive. Not to mention the fact that Zanella's been all over the Northeast, and he's got something to prove in a new country.
This is
for him.
You know, the thing is, and Loudy touched on it before. That this is the company that is making the East Coast nervous, Dan. Making the East Coast nervous. The entire East Coast. Men in power positions shaking in their boots at the thought of the little company that could. Now, what I'm going to do. Harry, this is a special treat for you, Harry.
You're going to punch Dan in the stomach.
Are you still there, Harry? This is all for you.
I am, yeah. I am.
what I want to do now is bring in the newest member of Highly Entertaining Wrestlers. I want to bring in... I want to bring in Stan Styles. Now, Harry, you are familiar, of course, with Drew Blood. You are familiar with Xavier Cross. This man, Stan Styles, very controversial, some would say. I say he is an excellent wrestler. He is a fine addition to Highly Entertaining Wrestlers. Harry, do you have a question for the man known as Stan Styles?
Well, for someone who doesn't know as much about Stan like I wouldn't compared to someone like Dean, Stan, what would you do to stand out on this on point so that someone like me at the other end of the world would be able to know who Stan Style is?
Did you understand the question?
I heard him a little bit. I heard him a little bit.
He said, what can you do? Yeah, it is a lot of background. But what he said was, what can you do?
Mm-hmm. I can do a lot.
To stand out on this show.
Well, I'm going to do, the entrance itself is going to be amazing because all those girls are going to watch me and Xavier Cross enter that ring. And they're all going to get that burning sensation in the private areas. They're going to take hands of themselves. And then when I see Ryan Castellucci and I absolutely manhandle him, just like I manhandled girlfriend, you know, we're close to that Clemson Park. I think I'm going to have to take his girlfriend and play slip and slide with her in Clemson Park. You know what I'm talking about? That's right. And what's this guy's name here? He's from the UK?
Yes, this is Harry Barnett, the great Harry Barnett from the United Kingdom.
And Harry, if you want to see more of the sexy Rex, the Gyno Rhino, the erection of perfection, I suggest you YouTube my name with a Z at the end, not an S, a Z, and watch my matches with Jada Scott, Addie Starr, yes, and you'll see and know what Stan Styles can do in that ring. And that's right.
A lot of hits on these matches. Now, that Beta Scott match, very interesting match. was there a lot of heat after that match between you two?
Well, maybe not wrestling-wise, but I'm sure there was a lot of heat that she had for me after. I mean, after I pretty much embarrassed her at Beyond Wrestling, she had to run and, you know, fix herself up a little bit because I kind of manhandled her face. But Veda wants another match with me in or out of the wrestling ring. The sexy Rex can surely make it happen. And that's right.
All right. Now, getting back to this Ryan Castellucci fella.
Oh, Ryan Castellucci, you mean?
You took care of him.
Yes, I did.
At the last show.
Yes.
You knocked him right on out.
Yes.
Got the pinfall victory.
Mm.
It was actually one of the hardest victories I've ever seen a man win.
Yeah, well, you see, first of all, Ryan had me in an illegal submission hold.
I saw
that. Yes, and we're not going to discuss whose hold that was. But, you know, the ref didn't see what happened, and the shake weight just came to me. And I said, you know what, if you're going to do that to me, Ryan, you're going to get it. And he sure as hell got it. And that's right. And he knows just how hard this shake weight is. I mean, his wife had her hands all over the shake weight. And I love every second of it.
Now, joining us at this time, Harry, I know you can't see it, but we have Deference number one hero.
Yeah.
I like to call him Deference number
one
zero.
He better stay back. Yes.
South Jersey's number one. I'm trying not to get, arrested in a
Berlin
farmer's market.
It wouldn't be the first.
No, it definitely wouldn't be the first. I'm just trying to make the last one.
It would be like the third one today. So.
All right, man. Come on, man.
But, what? I want to bring in Ryan Castellucci now. What do you have to say to Stan Styles? He beat you fair and square in one of the hardest victories I've seen.
Fair and square. It
was a hard victory.
Smack upside with a hard victory. Smack upside with a shake weight, man. Who does that, honestly? Somebody with a shake weight.
What about the legality of a shake weight?
He pounded you into submission.
I pounded his girlfriend a couple nights ago.
Was a hard pounding?
Oh, she knows.
So, Ryan, what do you have to say for yourself? It's, of course, you and LJ Cruz, so high,
No, so fly, not so,
so
high.
Don't
he might be high.
Don't
might be,
do that.
He might be high now.
So fly, LJ.
Yeah, we're not talking about, and I'm not talking about our personal life either. So keep that out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
So what?
And
Mr. VIP.
This is how much I got to say to Stan right here.
Let's find
you
it.
You were locked. You were locked up in the crawl space. You were tapping out. The match was over with. You were tapping. People saw you tap, and everybody called you on it when the bell was rung.
I didn't tap.
That's what happened.
I didn't see any tapping. I don't know. I saw the bell.
Well, in the record books, the victory says Sid Styles, and that's the only thing that matters, Ryan. And that's what happened, Jeremy Ford.
Keep putting distance between yourself and, you know.
He better keep saying.
Keep putting distance.
He's getting
close. The only reason why he's this close is because the cord don't reach out that far.
Okay. Hey, come on. Calm down.
You're scaring these
save
people.
Save it for
right
the
here,
ring.
Ryan.
You're going to be there next Saturday.
You can climb across the table and get him now if you want to.
No, we can't.
No,
he
always talks about it.
I'll
always think favorite
him
and his boyfriend
right now
is the ball, and that's all.
Xavier Cross in the back of me.
He's always in the back of me.
Oh, you know what? Oh. You know what?
That was great.
What do you think stands behind you? Aren't all your decisions?
My decision?
I think he said... Well, I hope you're happy. Yeah, that was a great interview that we had going there. But, Mr. Castellucci, we're coming up. It's your third on point event coming up. Oh, now you're sitting there.
Yup, back.
Hey, Harry, do you have a question for...
And Harry, be a gentleman. You have a problem with that most of the time.
Do you have a question for Ryan Castellucci?
Well, to be honest, no, then, because I'm listening. You're saying he's a hero of Deptford, but, I mean, I've been to Deptford, and I've seen the heroes that they try to give forth, and I think I'm more into what I was listening to from Stan Stiles, to be honest.
He wants to hear more from Stan Stiles.
He wants to hear more from Stan, that's fine, you know.
I'm
whatever.
Sorry, Ryan.
That's fine. It sounds like another... I get it. You got your fellow countrymen.
Okay.
Good for you.
Who is
this guy?
He's some Brit guy?
Really? Hey, there's a reason why your kind isn't here anymore.
Oh, well, be that as it may. I'm just happy that this chair finally made its way up here.
Hey, you're not the fat one.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, but Dan, I think what we're going to do...
Son of a...
I want to talk about one.
We're gonna hang out on the grid.
One last match.
We're gonna hang up. Oh
no! But I want to talk about one last match before we take a break. Oz Tyler.
Yes.
It's yet another test for Oz as he takes on the notorious scumbag Devin Moore.
Now, first of all, how many times does Oz Tyler have to have an ass before he proves himself?
You know what? I can.
I'm pretty sure he's proved himself.
I'll talk to On Point Management about that, because that's a very good question, Dan.
He doesn't need another test.
Because man, he was involved in, of course, the signature match of On Point Wrestling, which is the Fantastic Four-Way. He was involved in a match, probably one of the best matches I've ever seen, against Black Jeans. Not only that, he also took on Shane Strickland, Dan.
Those are three names in any... That's credibility right there. You know all about credibility.
I know all about... I am the dean
not.
Of credibility. I didn't even introduce ourselves. I hope people
are.
Know who we are by
we
now.
We are who we are.
You can
follow
me
again on...
But Dan, that's going to be a great match.
But I'm looking forward to that because I'm looking forward
Devin
to finally
Moore.
Being able to see Devin Moore in person.
Devin Moore, he has been in On Point Wrestling before. He wrestled...
I guess I've forgotten. Let me look into the...
I gotta look in the archives.
Let me look into the archives. Hey, archive.
Hey, Matt.
Who did Devin Moore wrestle before? This month. The last time.
He's been on one on-point show. Who did he wrestle? He wrestled Leon St. Giovanni. Ellis. Yes. And he did lose. He did lose. So this is kind
Thank
of...
You.
This is kind of a proving
Thank
ground.
Thank you. Matt, goodbye.
No. But this is kind of a proving ground, no pun intended. But it's kind of a proving ground for both individuals. Oz looking for his first victory and looking for respect in this business that we call professional wrestling.
And Devin looking for his first victory.
Exactly. So
those, that might be one of those matches that go, that goes all the way, because you have two guys that won't let the other guy beat them. You know what I mean?
No,
And there's no time limit in this show, technically. So, $20 for tickets. Sit in and strap in and enjoy it.
That's right. $20. All tickets the same. It's $20.
At the door or before. If you come here by before, get them right now at Mike's Custom Airbrush.
Calm down with that.
B10.
If you had headphones on, like I provided for you.
But I don't want my head to sweat on everybody else's, man.
That's probably a good idea.
I was thinking of other people. Anyway.
Probably a good idea.
If you come out right now, we're live at the Maryland Farmers Market. Come in, entrance B10, we're right there with the stars of Open Cup.
That's right. The people that are here right now, we have the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. We have Ryan Castellucci.
Castellucci.
We have Xavier.
Castellucci.
Loudy is here. And, of course, all members of Highly Entertaining Wrestling. So if that's not enough to get you down here.
I don't know what.
The next match I want to talk about right now, Dan, is another doozy. A controversial match in some ways.
Doozy?
Yes, a controversial match in some ways. It's, of course, the Dirty Daddy, Chris Dickinson, who has made quite an impression. He is 1-1 in On Point Wrestling. Of course, he lost that my match of the year with Scott Summers. And he finally did pick up a victory at the last show over the Chainsaw Joe Gacy. And here he is coming back again, going against the debuting Biff Busick.
You got it this time. I'm very proud of him. These are two big, powerful men.
It certainly is.
Going one-on-one.
This is serious business, Dan. I don't know why you're all giggling.
No, because I really don't know what to say about this match.
This match.
That match those men scare me.
This match, you could say, has seeds in Beyond Wrestling,
yeah,
and it has now come over to be one of the feature matches of On Point Wrestling. I think this is going to be a tough test, quite frankly, for Biff Busick in his debut to take on a guy who at this point is very established. He's been in 75% of the shows. It's going to be hard. That's all I'm saying. You want to talk about a test? That's a test.
I would be more of a test than an Oz Tyler test. Yes, yeah, not taking anything away from Oz Tyler.
Certainly.
I mean, Dickinson scares me when he comes to the
ring. Chris Dickinson.
He's a scary, scary man. We were just behind us on the wall is one of the previous OPW shows, and I was watching their match. Yeah, their match. Dickinson and Gacy.
And this was the last show?
Well, it just ended, but what I was saying is that match was...
Pandemonium.
That match was incredible, those two. Another example of two big guys going at each other. And just something you're going to see at OPW.
Dan, moving right along, because I'm not sure where you left off, quite frankly.
It was perfect. You didn't have to say a word. And you messed it up.
We have another one. The Cambodian axe murderer, he returns to the ring. Of course, we're talking about a legend in Combat Zone Wrestling. A man who, frankly, won't work there anymore. Joker, he has some issues. I'm not going to go into it here.
Like he has some issues.
But the Cambodian ex-murderer taking on the real deal, Mike Drasic. And that...
These two might kill each other.
I mean, this is a return. It's also a debut. This is a very important match for...
Two returns.
That's true. That's true. Drasic, of course... Drasic, he made a huge impression. I'm speaking with Loudy here about this, but... Drasic made a huge impression against Shane Strickland.
It was an amazing match back at All or Nothing.
Nothing else matters.
Yeah, 1-on-1, and then tragically he actually got hurt. And Mike's been as you know, fans are excited about this show. You can hear him in the background yelling.
No, she was just abused.
Oh, Ouch. That was damn me. Basically, Mike's been he's been chomping at the bit and to come back just in the ring, and then all of a sudden, Joker contacts us, and he wants Mike personally. And, you know, if anyone out there, you go to our website, you go to our Twitter, you see Mike Drastic. He went out of his way to deliver a message to Joker just to let him know and the rest of the world know that not only is Mike Drastic ready for this match, but Mike Drastic personally is vowing to put the On Point company on his shoulders going into 2014. And I believe this match could steal the show. I don't want to use that term because I think we're all going to say that about every match. But what can you say? Look at the card, right? But this is one of the matches where at the end of the night you remember it for something. Something small, some emotional, something big is going to come out of this one. And, you know, just excited to see that on piece of paper. And it's only at On Point Wrestling.
I mean, that's a huge return. That's a coup, if you will, to get Joker to come back.
We have fans coming in the building now. They're coming in live. It's a wild scene here at this farmer's market. I want to let you know.
It is a farmer's market.
On a personal note, I've never been in a farmer's market.
This is a little below you.
It's, and you know what? To quote a good man, I don't think there's enough Pharrell in this building to get us out of here, but we're going to try. We're going to try. But
I think the only way to get out is to be thrown out.
Well,
wait till it's over and then do something to get thrown out.
You know what stands with us? So you never know. You never know.
We're going to get thrown out. It's never happening.
What do we got next?
The next match I do want to talk about is One Last Time, and I'm going to bring on Drew because this concerns him. It's Pinky Sanchez. Drew Blood, your thoughts first, and then we'll get Drew.
I mean, I basically said it earlier. I mean, this is a year, and it's a lot deeper than that. Pinky has always been a thorn in both our sides. I told you the emotional stress, and that, you know, we use the term emotionally invest. Well, I've been emotionally stressed from Pinky Sanchez. The nightmares I talked about earlier, they're real. This isn't a made-up idea. This is something that haunts me, and thank God I have a personal insurance and all the doctors out there that matter, because countless, you know how many Lego blocks I've had to build? You know how many little puzzles I've had to show when they go, what is this picture? And I'm like, it's a bat, because it is a bat. But idiots say, like, it's something else. Well, I personally have sat through hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of mental counseling, and I'm here to say that I'm absolutely fine, because one man, one warrior, one bright night is going to walk in there on January 4th, and I'm going to introduce you right now. He's the Notorious One, and Pinky Sanchez, Feliz Navidad, and Happy New Year to you. I'm giving you Drew Blood, and here he comes.
Prospero Año Felicidad.
Yeah. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Now, Drew Blood, it's an honor, quite frankly, to have you here.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Thank you. And I know you mean that.
I do.
Some people might just give lip service, but I really do believe that you
It's genuine.
But let's talk about Pinky Sanchez. Of course, this goes back to 2009.
Yeah, this dates back to 2009, of course. Yes.
It dates back to another promotion, another time, moving on to the present. If there was one story that we could talk about for On Point Wrestling in 2013, in its very first year, it was the story of Drew Blood, Pinky Sanchez. Some people could even go and say that you saved that one show. You gave the fans, after already wrestling in a tag team match, you both went back out there and gave the fans a main event to remember. Saving that show, it's that type of thing that really encapsulates the On Point.
Well, that's how far the feud goes back, and that's how deeply emotionally invested we are in this battle. You know, it's not only just on the level of professionalism between me and Pinky, because we know what the fans expect from out there, but, like, you know, it goes for the natural dislike we have for each other. You know, and when it comes in on a personal level, I have no problem with Pinky Sanchez. But when we get in the ring, I don't like how he carries himself professionally. So when it comes down to getting in the ring, I can't stand Pinky Sanchez. And I try to do what I possibly can to invoke injury or humiliate now, what I possibly can out of
it. Is there at least a level of some type of respect between you two?
I guess, at least
when you're in the ring.
Yes. Yes, there is. But like I said, it's competition. It's like anything, you know, in our profession. It's like who's better than who. I mean, Pinky really hasn't proved who's better than who yet. I know that I'm better than Pinky. Pinky thinks he's better than me. We're going to find out on January 4th. On Point Wrestling, it's the last time that you're going to see Pinky Sanchez and Drew Blood.
Last time.
And to be honest with you, I'm on my knees thanking God that it's the last time. Because Pinky Sanchez, you better bring your A game. I'm taking it back to 2009. January 4th, On Point Wrestling. Destroy everything.
I do have one more question.
Oh, yeah.
What does this victory, because I already know you're winning, what does this victory mean for you and your career? What happens next for you in On Point Wrestling?
It's a good question, Dean. All I know is this victory ends an era. It ends an era and ends a feud. It ends a war between myself and Pinky Sanchez. And as far as I'm concerned, one last time means it's never going to happen again. So am I going to make my mark and beat the living hell out of Pinky Sanchez? It's probably going to be the worst beating you ever see me invoke on this man. So it means a lot to me.
And that's saying a lot with the matches that you guys have had in this first year.
Yes.
I really can't believe that this is the last time that we're going to see it, but it is. On Point will not sanction this match ever again. And I really think that this is the end of an era in a way. And what better place to do it than the first year anniversary show?
1 year anniversary for On Point Wrestling. And it's 1 year anniversary. And the last time that I'll be wrestling Pinky Sanchez, so I would advise anybody to come out and watch me destroy Pinky Sanchez.
Now, of course, tickets are $20. $20 here today at the Berlin Farmers Market, or $20.
I'm joining everybody's company here today, by the way.
That's right. Now, Harry Barnett, I know you can't hear him, Drew, but Harry Barnett, do you have a question for Drew Blood? Of course, a legend in this business, and I don't use that term lightly, a legend in this business. Not only that, a member of Highly Entertaining Wrestling. Do you have a question for Drew Blood?
I actually did, Dean, and I must say it is an honor to be on the line with yet another member of the Highly Entertaining Wrestlers. But then you just went and stole it because I was going to ask, what is next? Obviously just answer that.
I honestly don't know what's next for me when it comes to On Point, I can concentrate solely on my tag team tandem with Xavier Cross, because Highly Entertaining Wrestlers are the top premier tag team, and we're the top tag team in On Point Wrestling. We are unmatched entertainment wise on the value.
You know what? I hate to bring up you just had a shoot. You just did a shoot for RF Video.
Yes.
You hate
to bring it up, but
you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and ask it because it's been on my mind. And, of course, the shoot's not out yet, so I'm kind of scooping the shoot.
Right.
You and Cross, of course, Highly Entertaining Wrestlers, were on the independent scene together for about a year.
Yes.
Do you feel that you guys were used to your fullest potential in the different promotions that you guys worked at?
Are you on it from the hip?
I do.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, I'm not gonna deny the fact of this. Me and Xavier Cross, this is how good of a tag team we are. We don't have any tag moves. We haven't yet done one tag team tandem move. And how many good matches have we had? We have not utilized any of our tag moves. We don't have any. Have you seen any of it yet?
You're right.
We haven't used one tag move.
I've seen the matches.
No, I know.
That's how good we are.
You just didn't realize that.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't use psychology like that.
No, psychology, the heel psychology is there. We don't need any tag. We don't need any flashy
shit.
We don't need any of that flashy stuff. Have you seen one tag move?
You know what I'm thinking?
No, they haven't. I'm telling you. There's the answer to your question.
That's really amazing. I never thought of it because it's one of those things.
Right?
But
he said you did. In the moment. He's like, do you think that me and Xavier's possibly not utilized? I was like, we're that good of a tag team. We don't have any tag moves. We haven't used a tag move.
Circle takes a square.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I will. I never thought about it, but you
we
guys.
We don't even have a tag team finisher. No. We never had to use one.
But I mean, does that?
There's two key factors.
How long have you been in the 13 years?
Right? There's two key factors that make a good tag team, like the highly entertaining wrestlers. You have the brains, me, and you have the flamboyancy and the entertainment value of Xavier Cross, the distraction. Do you need? If you have the psychology of it, you need the moves. All you need is the mentality.
They're that great. They don't need the moves.
I have stumped the hell out of this guy.
No, you have, yeah. But...
when you're in the heat of the moment,
But they don't need it. I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. You know what? Going further into that, you're a veteran of 13 years.
Yes.
You've done a lot. I mean, just last this month.
Yeah.
Earlier in this month, you bled for a company. You did all this.
Yeah, my very first case of death. Yeah.
Do you think there's just not a respect for you? And I'm not trying to go too shooty with you, but I mean, because of everything that you accomplished, I was in some meetings where your name was brought up, and I don't think people appreciated what you brought to the table. Does that bother you? I mean, it would bother me.
It doesn't, because you would put it this way. I put my time in. You know, and if my name's not appreciated, then you know what? Kudos to the companies that, you know, capitalize on the usage of me, because the other companies are missing out. I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn here, but, you know, screw the guys who don't want to use me the right way. You know what I mean? Because I bring a certain aspect to the table that, in my opinion, after 13 years, I can say that I could bring a positive seed to a company. You know? But, hey, you know what? Teach his own. You suck on your own thumbs.
Can I just add something in real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously, when I was down in September, I got to meet a bunch of guys, and Drew, you weren't one of them, but from the little bit that I've actually been able to see of you on YouTube and things like that, you really are great, and you are a positive influence. I'm backing up what you're saying. People need to see you and the Xavier Cross.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. See, there's guys like that, dude, who could appreciate the values.
I always did. It just never made sense to me. I don't want to go too far into it because it always sounds like sour grapes, I don't want to do that.
I am sour grapes.
Well, true sour grapes.
I'm about as bitter as anybody can get.
But, in a way.
Dean's trying to get his...
I'm trying to scoop
the shoot part, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to scoop the shoot.
You piss
you
off then.
Sure does.
I'm going to rile you up a little bit.
It's better to be pissed off than pissed off.
But anyway, Drew, thank you for stopping by. I'm really looking forward to this match. Final encounter between you and Pinky Sanchez.
I am too, it's my last time in the ring with this piece of crap.
Wrap it up, Daddy-O. What do you got to say, Pinky Sanchez, January 4th?
Pinky!
Less than a week away.
Pinky, bring your A-game. It's eye for an eye all over again, pal. One last time. I know what it's at stake. Do you know what's at stake? Because I'm ready. I hope you are.
Amen.
And so, Harry, I said thank you. Thanks again, pal.
I think he said thank you, Harry.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man.
Nice talking to you. We'll do it again.
The best around, that's, of course, TJ Cannon and Bruce Maxwell. They debuted last show. They cheated to beat highly entertaining.
They're going to have to cheat to beat the team they're fighting this month.
That's, of course, the Beaver Boys. That is Alex Reynolds and Johnny Silver. They were part of the Sellies for the Independent Match of the Year, Dan. So, stiff competition here.
I'm going to say, again, they're going to have to cheat to beat the Beaver Boys.
Well,
the Beaver Boys are an amazing tag team.
They certainly are.
One of the best, if not the best, on the Indies.
Let's go with one of those.
One of the best.
You got the Young Bucks out there. They're kind of the measuring stick dancers.
Oh, is that it?
Huh?
Is that the measuring stick? I didn't know.
Yeah, the Young Bucks.
I wasn't being sarcastic, I was asking.
Yeah, the Young Bucks. Everybody, man. Young Bucks, best tag team on the indies. There you go. Another
it's
debut.
It's going to be an incredible match.
It certainly is.
And I say, and I think with my point and the point you made, that tag team wrestling is getting better. And when I mean better, I mean it's starting to be at more shows again. The tag team's starting to matter again.
Well, yeah, even the...
And I really believe that.
No, I do, too. I do, too. But before we get Matt Tremont here, I do want to talk about the six-man mayhem match,
Dan. Oh, man.
Now, we have Caveman, Sam Shields, who everybody is talking about in On Point Wrestling. This man is really paving his way in On Point Wrestling. Just taking names, he beat Brandon Kama. He was victorious last month as well. Mascara Celestial, Angel Ortiz, Latin Dragon, and the returning Assailant.
Oh, the colony!
Indeed, Dan. Who are you picking? Who are you picking in this one?
I think I'll go with Sam.
You're going with Sam Shields?
I really don't know. That's a tough one. Hey, shut up! We're doing a show over here!
Don't you ever speak to me that way again, Fluffy Man. Or it'll be the last thing you ever say.
Go away.
All
you
day.
Got, like, the
please
entire high-end painting wrestling clan over here.
No, man. Suddenly I'm uncomfortable.
You have to apologize.
I was going
to
stand over here and wait for the change.
Martha Stewart came on, and we got a little excited. We apologize for the noise.
I love Martha Stewart so much.
I Snapchat her.
I like this. Well, Sam would like to Snapchat her in a different way.
I just want to put my fingertips and caress every inch of her famous body. And let her touch my shake weight until I explode my DNA all over her pretty face. That's
you know,
right.
There was pretty much no line there.
For future reference...
There was a lot.
Ignore our loud noises, and we won't come over and talk again. So
I'm
going to
go back over there.
The ladies are getting a little loud. I'll try to cover their mouth.
With your
fingers? Like this smut looking at me right now. Hey, baby.
Little baby Jesus in its manger.
He Snapchat.
Jesus? He Snapchat.
So let's get back to this.
What are we talking about?
The six man mayhem.
That's it.
Match. I'm going to go with Latin Dragon.
I'm going to stick with Sam just to be different. I mean,
Sam's a good
all,
choice. Yeah, that frankly is a good choice.
How can you pick on a match like that?
Now let's talk a little bit more. Of course, this is On Point Wrestling, Destroy Everything, the one-year anniversary show.
January 4th.
Saturday, January 4th, 2014. Sports and More, 1855, Kirkville Road, Seoul, New Jersey, 08080808080. Now the door is open a half hour later because this is such a jam-packed show.
You can't
it's going to take a half hour to get in.
It's going to take so long to cue the line. That's going to have to open the door a half hour early.
Bell time is 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
All tickets.
She's like that bell. Hey,
$20. Floor and bleacher. Floor and bleacher seating.
But if you come here right now before 5 o'clock and buy a ticket here in person, Stan Styles will host you.
All right.
And you can't turn that climate deal down now, can you?
I'm just saying, why not? If you're feeling risky, stay down. I'm buying a ticket.
Now let's recap these matches again. Of course, it's...
Recap.
The return of the Cambodian axe murderer.
It's,
of course, Joker taking on the real deal, Mike Drastic. The Dirty Daddy, Chris Dickinson, taking on Biff Busick.
First time ever.
Another first time ever.
First time ever.
Another first time ever, the best around, TJ Cannon and Bruce Maxwell, taking on the Beaver Boys.
But quickly, Dean.
One last time.
Why don't you tell the people where we're at right now?
Oh, well, we're at Mike's Custom Airbrush.
Enters Beat Dead.
At
and it really smells down here. It smells like Ryan Castellucci. That's right. Actually, that's wrong. That's wrong.
That is very wrong. That is wrong.
It smells kind of nice.
On Point Wrestling, January 4th.
January 4th.
January 4th.
$20.
On Point Wrestling, $20. Right here.
Special
rent. All right.
Tell the kids. MMA.
No.
Way better.
Way better.
Way better.
More entertaining.
This is real.
Yeah. And we got coming soon.
This is real. That's fair.
You don't know.
What is this?
This is pro wrestling, sir.
Pro wrestling.
Yeah.
The good stuff.
It's real. The MMA stuff's fake.
Wait, don't they have a training center up here or up in Belmore?
Probably.
This is better. What is this?
Only 20 minutes.
Come to this.
It's on Point Wrestling. Here, check it out.
Take a flyer.
For your kids, grandkids, all that stuff. All right.
It'll be the time of the night. Pass it on. Okay.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
First round's on me when you come.
Well,
what cheapskate. Anyway,
that doesn't even give me a selfie.
Hey, is this like MMA or something?
No, go away.
What's this got?
Just go away.
Okay.
Is this a recording of Game of Thrones? What's going on?
What an ass.
No, it's kind of like MMA, right?
Yeah, we go out there. There's a lot of hoodicos around here. I mean, we should have got Mascara to come down. He could have, you know, talked smash to them and, you know.
I agree.
We didn't see.
Or Latin Dragon.
Yeah.
When is the other?
That's the name you said, Canal.
Hey, Grandma.
Mucho libre.
Hey, Grandma.
Mucho libre.
Yeah.
Part of the show where I high five everyone walking by.
Lucha.
I've lost.
Lucha.
All semblance of.
Lucha.
One last time, Dan. Of course, I'm talking about Pinky Sanchez taking on the notorious one, Drew Blood.
Drew Blood, baby.
Another test for the youngster. It's Oz Tyler taking on the notorious scumbag, Devin Moore.
I don't like either of those two.
Six.
That means me.
Six-man man.
Can't imagine why.
Xavier Cross.
Caveman. Sam Shields. Mascara Celestial. Angel Ortiz, the Latin Dragon, and Assailant. Who do you have in that one?
So if I had to pick a winner, I'd pick myself.
Yes.
You're not even in the match.
You're not in the match. You can't do that.
I like it, though.
You're so good, you pick
yourself. I picked Sam Styles.
I'll take care of Caveman for freaking much.
Is he in the match?
Last show.
No.
The next match is, of course...
I picked your blood in that match.
Loudy will win.
The
Dean Dixon's the winner.
The Zebra Prince meets a savage. It's Joey Janela taking on Jaka. Loudy, who do you have?
Jaka is a savage, and I fear that. However, Joey Janela cut a promo walking in snow in American Strut Zubas, of which I'm not fond of. So I'm going to go with the savage Jaka.
Tag Team Extravaganza. This one's close to your heart, Loudy. LJ Cruz and Deffert's number 1-0, Ryan Castellucci.
Number 1
hero. Zero was right.
LJ Cruz. So
taking on Sam Styles and Xavier Cross with, of course, yourself. Who do you have in that one, Lally?
Let's go with... I'm torn.
It's a tough call.
It's either going to be Xavier or Stan. It's going to be Stan. I'm going to go with the NCW on that one.
Yes.
Okay. Stan, who do you have in that one?
Myself. And Ryan Castellucci's girlfriend.
And how about you, Xavier Cross?
I have Xavier Cross in the ring with a super kick.
One, two, three.
You got very very descriptive there. I like it.
I was a fan of Clue when I was growing up. Solid British game.
I will
game.
Say this, though, Dean, regarding that match, not to elaborate too much.
Girl
but,
lost here in the library with the rich.
Wow. Puppet Man's given us exact details on his Clue game that he played with his little sister last time. How innocent.
So what?
The truth is, at the 1 minute mark after we enter and the whole building's in a frenzy, everyone's going to realize there that Ryan has no friends, he has no allies, and that the whole world knows that he's the last thing close to the word fabulous.
Yeah.
And LJ Cruz, like I said before, you can dance to a cool song, You can gyrate through the audience scaring little children. But I promise you this. The VIP is non-existent when you wrestle us because we have full access to every club, every tunnel, and every valley. And that's a Stan reference for you at home questioning this.
Tight tunnels.
And long valleys.
Tight valleys.
But the reality is this. We're all walking in there and we're dominating, Dino. Because that's what we do. We're a collective group. And we can't be held down anymore. Sorry. It's not going to happen.
Hey, you know what I want to see this match? I want to see LJ Cruz do that four-year-old kick somebody in the corner.
That's the soul fly drive.
Shut your mouth. That hurts like you've never experienced.
It's not going to happen.
The soul fly drive by. That's what that
great
is.
Great name, too.
Dumbest name ever. Dumbest name.
All right, so.
So he's ghetto. He's gonna do a drive by. He's ghetto now. How does that make sense? Anyway, continue. Oh yeah. No, he's not from Atlantic City, is he?
I actually like this. We have the panel. We're figuring things out here.
Figuring it out. We're working together. Experimenting.
You know what my finisher's called?
What is your finisher called?
The facial. That's right.
Since Dean's temporarily occupied with hilarity laughter, I'm going to take over the show here. The next match I have here is Robbie Moreno versus Johnny Miyagi. It's going to be an exciting, thrilling extravaganza of a contest. I'm looking forward to it myself. If I had to pick a winner there, I'd go with Miyagi. I was good friends with Mr. Miyagi here. He told me how to wax on and wax off.
I like to wax.
I'm gonna have to go with the Robbie Moreno on that one. Wow.
You're going with Robbie.
I'm gonna go with Robbie on that one because he's got a guy.
I am with the Bulldozer Matt Tremont. If you listen to this show, you know who he is. We've talked to him plenty of times. We have. I'm just trying to make the point that he is someone well known to the show. We talked a little bit last time you were on about Eddie Kingston, what he means to you.
Yep.
Let's just talk a little bit about this match. What it means, not only for you, but what it means further putting On Point Wrestling on the map.
Last January when we started, our first big match that we advertised was myself and Homicide. And that was a test for me a year ago. It was one of the bigger names I've worked. And it was a chance for me to wrestle. As you know, I get, you know, it's the death match.
Well, you are known primarily as a death match wrestler.
And it's my bread and butter. And, you know, it's been able to make a name for myself, which, and I love doing it. But last year, this year, my goal was to branch out and wrestle more. But it didn't seem to, I'm good at what I do. That's what they bring me in for. But as far as January 4th goes, a year later, you know, a year ago Homicide, a year later now Eddie Kingston. But with me and Eddie, it's a whole different field. It's a whole different ball game because of the many guys I've looked up to, and you know, when I was on the other side of the guardrail watching, he was the guy I emotionally invested in, and I looked into as a character, and that I paid my $20 every month at GGW and elsewhere to go see. So as a young kid, he caught my eye, and I was always a fan of him, and you know, I wanted to not pattern myself back then, but he's one I always looked up to, and wanted to be like him, a raw, real character, and you know, still in my eyes, one of the best in the business. And next weekend, I put a little thing out last night. It's more than just another match for me, more than just another booking. You know, a kid gets the, you know, live a dream. It's advertised as a first time ever dream match. And for me, it is a dream, and I'm really looking forward to working with Eddie next weekend.
One thing that you said during your answer was emotionally invest. Of course, this, it's more than a catchphrase. Mm-hmm. For On Point Wrestling, it is, I'm going to say, I don't want to use the cliche way of life, but On Point Wrestling strives for the fan. Mm-hmm. through giving you the product that you want to see to emotionally invest in that product. Why is that so important for the company going into the future?
There's so much wrestling out there nowadays that we had to do something, whether it's a slogan or, like you said, a cliche, to kind of separate ourselves a little bit or try to see that we're trying to do something else. ECW experienced the difference. Politically incorrect and damn proud of it. They had their niche and they knew what they wanted to put out there, and they were able to find a loyal fan base and be able to cater to them, and they played off of each other and they started a revolution. ECW can never be recreated. The business has changed so much in the last 10, 15, hell, in the last 5 years. And we're trying to carve our niche, especially in an area, like I said, where there's so much wrestling. We have to do something different where we're different than everybody else and not just doing the same thing. And it's not just a show with matches. You're not just going to a wrestling event. Obviously, you're going for the product and what's in the ring, but it's an experience altogether, enjoying yourself, getting your $20 worth. And whether you bring one person, you come by yourself, or you bring the entire family, you're enjoying yourselves, you're enjoying the product in the ring, and you're emotionally investing into the company, so you're a repeat customer. And if you enjoy it for the first time, you come back, and that's what we want. That's why we're out here today, mingling with the fans, you know, getting the On Point name out there more, and not a lot of companies do stuff like this anymore.
That's true.
It's you know, it's the grassroots stuff that, you know, it's part of the promoting, it's part of the promotion, it's a part of branching out and getting your name out there more. And this just helps that loyal fan base continue to come back. We're seeing a lot of familiar faces come in here today that have been repeat customers and have come to All Point shows. Some of them are coming for the first time on January 4th. So it seems like, you know, these little grassroots style of promoting that we're doing is helping us go along, helping us bring a new fan base in on top of the loyal fan base that we've already built in the last year or so. And, you know, as long as, you know, they are emotionally investing in an on-point experience, getting their money's worth, and continue to come back, I can't ask for anything else.
Now, getting back to the match with Eddie Kingston, you have said that you want to view this as a wrestling match.
Yes.
You want to branch out more. You want to show people that there is another side mm-hmm. to the Bulldozer Matt Tremont.
100%.
How are you going to go about that with a guy who has made a name himself with having these very, I don't want to say hardcore matches, but a very stiff,
very
strong style.
100%. I've watched him since I was a kid. You know, he could go one night facing a Homicide, then the next night to a Necro Butcher, and go in there with the best, and styles clashes, and he could go in there and work with anybody. Drake Younger is a perfect example of a guy that was always labeled a deathmatch guy.
But and now look at him.
He's one of the best in the world, and, you know, he's out in California and probably the top company right now in pro wrestling, Gorilla. And he's wrestling. And he's still doing, like, light hardcore and stuff like that, but he's gotten smarter. He's working better. And, you know, and then, like you said, look where it's got him. So my biggest goal is, like, and I want to continue to better my craft and work different places. And not hardcore is not everybody's cup of tea at the end of the day. And, you know, I want to branch out and do different things and work for different promotions. And I know I need to do other things to get there and work for those companies I need to wrestle. And January 4th, I finally have that opportunity. And it seems like a year ago was a test. And throughout the process of that whole year, you know, we've aced those tests, I believe. And on January 4th is my biggest test to date, and my biggest opportunity in my career to face a guy like Eddie Kingston. And then when we're in the middle of the ring one on one, you know, I couldn't ask to be in there with anybody else that is just as good as him. So I'm looking forward to it. And it's a testament to me, and I want to show him that, you know, hey, you know, just because I look up to you, you know, once we get in the ring, all that's thrown out of the window, and me and Eddie Kingston are going to beat the shit out of each other, and it's going to be a hard-hitting war, and we're going to give the fans a $20 worth, and it's a main event for a reason. And, you know, All Point Wrestling, you know, pulled out all the guns for this one. You know, a lot of people don't want this show to happen on January 4th, and a lot of things have been going on behind the scenes, and two people trying to stop us, and so on and so forth. But, you know, the little company that could, that doesn't push on them, but step on anybody's toes, and does everything the right way, and keeps to ourselves and mind our own business. You know, we've been doing everything the right way, and, you know, we're just trying to run an organization do right by the boys in the locker room, do right by the fans, and, you know, that's all we can ask for. And next Saturday night, you know, I can't get to live a dream, and I'm going to be in and out with one of my favorites growing up. You know, I only idolize a few guys, and, you know, Funk and Foley and, you know, Nick Gage, and, you know, Eddie Kingston's one of them. So, you know, I'll be a kid in the candy store all day, but then when it's go time, you know, me and Eddie are going to do our thing.
Now, Harry, you're still there on the line, right?
I am, yeah.
Do you have a question for Matt Tremont?
Harry, what's going on, bud?
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm great. I've got a question for you. Let's say that this match was not actually going to happen. We're let's say, a month in the past. You didn't have an opponent, but you could recreate the dream match situation. Is there anyone else in your head that you would think the exact same scenario, you know, I've looked up to this guy, I would want to face this guy on the one-year anniversary show. Is there anyone else that in the same situation you would want to face?
If there was anyone else, I don't know if it'd be a dream. It might be a dream match for some people. Another guy I would like to work with, one of the top workers right now, hard-hitting, strong-style guys, Michael Elgin, I would always like to work. Or I'd even put Kevin Steen in there. Like if there were two guys to, you know, replace Eddie, if that was in question, it'd be one of those two guys. But if a scenario came out where it wasn't me and Eddie Kingston, a part of building a new company is building our own stars. And I believe that if it wasn't me and Eddie, it would be one of the young up-and-coming guys on the card, like an Oz Tyler, like a Sam Shields. And I would want to mingle with them one-on-one and, you know, kind of give them the rub and make a new star, because that's all this company is about. You know, we're bringing in all these names. You know, that's a part of the business and helping the draw whatsoever. But at the same time, we don't want to book everybody else, because why are you going to come see Home Point Wrestling when you can go to another promotion and see that guy? So our main goal and objective on January 4th, we're going to give you these dream matches. And, you know, but on side of all that, we have storylines that have been built up for a year with Drew Blood and Piggy Sanchez and a lot of top, hungry guys that are undiscovered and just looking for an opportunity. So in that scenario, I would want to work like a Sam Shields or something like that. But,
right. Anything else for him, for Matt, Harry?
No, I just want to wish you luck against Eddie Kingston. I mean, it is an amazing show you guys have got there, an amazing match between you two, no doubt. Best of luck with the show. I wish I could have been there, but obviously I can't. So, you know, have a great night.
I appreciate it, dude. Thank you for your continuing support on the other side of the pond.
Okay, so my silence last question.
Silence over here is what I usually hear when.
Anyway, my final question would he can't hear you. But my final question, Matt, is you said earlier, during one of your answers, you were talking about you want to wrestle. Do you feel somewhat stigmatized as being a deathmatch wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
And you're trying to break out of that.
100%.
I mean, is a goal for you? Because I talked to you privately, granted. I talked to you privately, and you said, I know I'm not going to make Ring of Honor. I know that. Are you completely changing that way of thinking now? You kind of want to branch out more and see what you...
I love the hardcore, and I'm respected by, you know, all my peers.
Oh, yeah.
For what I've done, just how I handle myself, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's only, hardcore has been done so much, and you can only do so much. And within a short amount of time, I have put my body through a lot as well. So I'm also, wrestling more is also a thing about longevity. You know, I don't want to have a sick Nick Mom in my career and only wrestle 3 or 4 years. I'm beat up already. My body feels like I'm 40 years old. I took a Cage of Death bump 2 weeks ago, and I have a pinched nerve in my back and my arm. So it's rough.
I was about to ask, do you ever take a bump like that and go, I never regret it.
I won't say I done, because if they told me to do it tomorrow, I'd jump off the Walt Whitman Bridge if they wanted to, if the money was good. But, because I'll do it, I don't have any fear of any of that stuff like that. But in order to have longevity, and I'm respected by my peers, but they know I'm still Mr. Hardcore. Can Tremont actually work and wrestle and be that the other side of the business? When you look, you know, these guys have done hardcore, but they can still work the Dan Lopes of the world, Sammy Callahan's, and like unbeknownst to people, like Danny Havoc's one of the best deathmatch guys in the world, but he can work, but he loves the hardcore, that's what he does. But
even Masada, I mean,
100%. I mean, they brought Davey Richards last in. Davey Richards didn't think Masada could work, and they went at it and had a great match because Masada can go and he's been doing it for a long time. I would love a Ring of Honor and a PWG and go over there and have these great Styles Clash matches and just work.
It just seems to me you got to. It's kind of a hard thing for you to break out of, mm-hmm. because you made your name as the Bulldozer Matt Tremont,
yeah.
but there's still so much more to offer, and I think you really want to. You, I can see you in PWG.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I can.
I can see you in other promotions. I think it's just a matter of people changing their opinions.
100%. I believe I could ROH and PWG. I mean, I worked a lot of other companies this year. AIW, Interspecies. Like they gave me a chance to wrestle out there. C4 in Canada. You know, I got to work there this year, and I'm going back there January 18th and working their champion. We're going to work, and we're going to wrestle. I'm really looking forward to that. I know I can go. I've gotten all these hardcore opportunities. Now I want these wrestling opportunities to show these people I can. Because I've never had a regular match in CZW. They've all been bloody, gory death matches. Yeah. I may have had one with Greg Excellent last year, but that was like a funny, ha-ha comedy match. I've never had the opportunity to work, and I still need to get better and hone my craft and get work on my skills, but I just want that opportunity. I got the opportunities elsewhere in one genre. Give it to me now and let me show you. The little things that I have that work for me and get me over a lot easier, the work is there. I just need the opportunity. But like as far as the little things I can do, the facials, the mannerisms, the talking, that's the little things that's gotten me over elsewhere, the connection with the people. All I got to do is grunt, and you know, I have them in the palm of my hand. And that's just the little things I watch from like old school with Dustin Rhodes. That's those guys I like. But I know I need to work, and as soon as I get that opportunity, I think it'll start to change people's eyes. The fans already know I've given my body to them, and I have their respect. But I want to be able to, I can do more. And promoters, too, because Tremont's a hardcore guy. He's just going to come over with me. One of the comments I saw on one of the message boards, because I read them. I go on the message boards and read them, and one fan wrote, oh, Tremont kicks in that, has potential, but Tremont's just going to gig and bleed all over the place, probably.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not. I'm going to look forward to, I want to wrestle, I'm going to bang with Eddie Kingston in strong style, hard hitting, and work and tell a story a different way.
So that's kind of a calling card, January 4th. That's going to be like, this is what I can do.
100%.
You brought up, and I'll let Dan go after this, but you brought up Drake Younger. Is that somebody that you can look up to as kind of a career path,
mm-hmm.
that he made his mark doing the CZW mm-hmm. Ultra Violence, and then he said, you know what, I'm getting older,
yeah.
I'm starting to feel this shit, yeah. It's time for me to work smarter.
Is
it time for Matt Tremont to work smarter?
100%. And I would say from 2012 compared to 2013, I think I started to do a little bit. And the death matches, when I did go crazy, they were big blow-offs, and they meant more. And I wasn't just doing them on bumblefuck, you know, shows out in the middle of nowhere for $20. But, you know, Drake Younger, I look at, you know, not just in-ring, well, I want to do what he wants, what he's doing now, but as life as well. He's changed his life around.
Yeah, he
and
really
he's bettered,
did.
Bettered himself, bettered his family, and he's bettered his career. I mean, he's one of the top guys out on the West Coast, and he was the top guy.
And this
out
is
here.
What he does.
Yeah, that's what he does for a living.
He wrestles.
Yeah.
He takes those bookings. He's wrestling smarter, and this is what he does for a living. I think that very few guys on the independent scene, I think it's Adam Cole, Drake Younger, maybe Masada, Steen, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Steen looks like a bus driver, though. I'm kidding. I don't know anything about the guy. He just looks like that. But, well, he does. Look at the guy. Look, he'd probably be the first to tell you. But, Dan, your question.
Do you have to retrain yourself? Do you ever forget the fundamentals that got you to the game, or do you have to go in and rethink yourself?
It's definitely a little bit different. I won't say preparations. I think we might have talked about this before, different mindsets going into a wrestling match compared to a death match. But
but do you actually spend time wrestling holds on somebody and getting back into the game?
That stuff never leaves you. But as far as going in the ring with a regular match compared to a death match, it's a lot more cardio. You need your wind. So it's stuff I'm working on. You know, because I like to smoke a cigarette or two and stuff like that. But you know, come January 4th, I'll be ready to rock. Cool.
All right, Matt. Final words. January 4th, it's a week away. You have Kingston on point. What's it all mean? Tie it together, Daddy.
Everybody knows the story with me and Eddie by now. I'm pumped up. I know he will be. I put a little thing out last night, so I hope he saw it and it means something to him. It means something to me. We know about that match. Dickinson Busick, TBA Beaver Boys, six-man scramble, Blood and Pinky Sanchez. You know, we invested an entire year into those two, and they're going to blow it off on January 4th. There's 10 matches on the card that you will definitely get your $20 worth, and we've done everything we can, just like we've done for the last year, to promote and do all we can to do this. Even things like we're doing today, and I will say this to you, Dean, you've helped us out a lot and grow in the last year, and you know, these podcasts and stuff like that always help, and it's all about promotion and promoting the shows and building friendships and building business relationships with people that will hopefully, you know, continue into the future and for years to come. So I feel like we've bottom line, we take care of the fans, but in the end, that some promoters and companies don't do, you got to take care of the people who are loyal to you and take care of your locker room and take care of your boys. And we have a very loyal core locker room that are willing to go to war for this company, and because we gave them an opportunity when no one else would. So the guys like Sam Shields and Mike Drastak and Angel Ortiz, you know, we're going to give them a ball and they're going to run with it. And they're going to give everything they have on January 4th, just like everyone else is. So come on out, Sewell, New Jersey, Sports and More, we're there.
You always do this to me, because you'll say something and I'll go, oh, that's a good question. You brought up Drastak. You brought up Drastak. You brought up, you know, the core guys that really want this to succeed. It's very similar when you go back to ECW, and you had guys like Danny Dory, you had guys like Chris Chetty. They might not have been big names in the business, but they had their chance. It's very similar when you have these young guys in On Point Wrestling. Even a guy like Sam Shields, because Sam Shields is a vet.
Yeah.
He's been around. He was a tag team wrestler. He's been around, but he's really getting his chance to shine in a promotion like On Point Wrestling. And that's really what Tommy Dreamer was. That's what Sandman was.
That was the beauty about ECW, because they gave opportunities to guys that weren't going to get them elsewhere, and they were able to create their own stars, and these guys are still working today. So that's a testament to what they did 15 years ago. And our goal was, just like you said, Sam Shields, Oz Tyler, you know, we can, we're giving them a foundation to have a career for a long time, and they got their start on point. And, you know, if they go on to bigger and better things, that's great. Great for them. It's all about making money in this business, which I think people forget about at times, because, you know, guys made money for years. But, you know, if we were able to give them a foundation to make a name for themselves and apply their craft to be able to do this for years to come, God bless them. And, you know, I'll have that under my belt. And I don't need to be like other guys. Like, hey, I trained him. I gave him this opportunity. I gave him that. I know in my heart and in my head that I know I helped these guys along the way, and I don't need to brag about it. But if guys like Sam Shields, if they're able to come here to All Point and break out and now get a booking elsewhere and make more money and get more opportunities for them to further their career and enjoy what they do, I'm happy with that.
Again, I think we could do this all day, frankly. I really do, because you answer something, and you answer really good, and then I'm like, so I'm going to have to cut you off. The hell with it. But I'm really looking forward to this, because this, I mean, you can sell this show in just so many different ways. You can sell it with Drew Blood against Pinky, the blow-off. You can sell it with the first time. Eddie Kingston. I mean, he's still card champion, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't lose it. He's still the champion. Think of it that way. So, Eddie Kingston and yourself, you can sell it with... You're going to see some great tag team wrestling. You're going to see the best man to get to beat it.
The intangibles are there, and what a great show needs is a little mix of everything, and I think we cover all points. You know, you'll get your hardcore, you'll get your high flying, you'll get your hard hitting all in one night's work.
I can't wait for it.
I don't know what else to tell you. We can't sell this show enough anymore.
It sells itself.
We're in a damn farmer's market, and they've been a great host here at Mike's Airbrush.
That's right. I mean, Mike's Custom Airbrush entrance beat 10. Can't hear a word you're saying. Get close.
How about now?
Can hear you now.
All right. Yeah. Anytime for us to be able to find something in this card that is worth $20 to come out for the show.
Whoops.
Yeah, definitely. But Matt, I got to cut it off because, like I said, we'd be here all day. That's what we can really do. But I can't wait. I'll see you Saturday. I'm gonna be there Friday night. The hell with it. I'm gonna sleep out.
Who's driving you there?
I'll take a bus, man.
Okay,
I don't care.
I was gonna say I'm not gonna be there Friday.
Jesus Christ! It's gonna be like Best Buy on Black Friday. I'm gonna be hanging out there in the tent, waiting for this.
I'll be there at 4:00.
4 p.m.?
Yeah, 4 p.m. we'll be able to get in, start setting up.
Oh, I assume that you could get in there a little earlier than that.
I mean, we can set up tents. I mean, I know it's fine. If we came there Saturday morning and there's people standing in line already, that's just
that
more reminiscent of the old ECW
days.
That was one of those things, man. It was such a communal thing. You see the same people in line.
That was their experience. They wanted it so much. It was like the Super Bowl once a month for them. They come
really
in
was.
Early and something special.
You would leave 10 o'clock in the morning. I would leave. I was in Millville, New Jersey at the time. I would leave, drive up there, get there by 11 to stand in line.
Just going to Philly.
And then, oh my God, that crush. Because it's not the new arena because you were there last night.
Yeah.
The crush, when you went through that, it was just a mass of humanity trying to get through.
It was like
through.
A black hole.
It
really was.
It was an experience that unless you lived it, you don't know what the hell. And you did. You did. Did you see ECW there? Or you?
I never got.
ECW?
I was too. ECW was on its way out the door when I was in my younger teenage days.
Yeah.
So I finally got to go to the arena when CZW was there, August 2002. My sister, who's here today with me, took me to my first show. And then after that, I started going religiously in 2005. Every month I went. But it's the whole ritual of going over the Walt Whitman Bridge, taking that first exit, coming down the loop, Oregon Ave. Tony Lutz is right there. You get a cheesesteak first. When you went down with your buddies, you got some food, and then we would sit in the car and then sit in front of the arena at noon and wait for an 8 o'clock show.
Can I give you an admission?
Huh.
I never went to Tony Lutz once. All the times, I went to ECW Arena.
Are you serious?
I have this year. I did go this year. But I'm just saying, all the time I went to ECW Arena back in the day. Well, obviously.
Yeah, I had a couple of
Dave's had a few Tony Lukes in his
head.
Nothing wrong with that.
You can certainly tell.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
But, my goodness. Like I said, we could go on all day, but I'm going to wrap this thing up. Matt, good luck with Eddie.
Thank you.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you for everything. Thank you.
I think we are going... This. There's still more surprises that we can't even talk about.
Yeah.
Keep it.
I know.
Dixie Carter will not be there.
You never know. You never know.
She's another.
Jeff Jarrett has to go somewhere. I didn't
see it. She they need a new company. Somebody needs to go on TV.
That was tremendous. That was tremendous. You know, Double D and Double J.
Let me tell you something, Dean Dixon.
You never know. J-E-double-F,
J-E-double-R,
Now, Dan, this is, of course,
I was
a
four horseman.
Calm down. Take it down a level. You're on 11. We got to, there's that vein in your head.
You got to touch it at your own wrist. All right.
Okay. I had to calm you down. Now, of course, we're talking about...
You touched me in that tree, my father.
We're talking about On Point Wrestling, It's Destroy Everything, the 1 year anniversary show. This is Saturday, January 4th, this Saturday, less than 1 week away.
6 days.
Sports and More. 1855 Perfville Road. That's Sewell, New Jersey.
O-H-O-H-O.
Doors open 7:30. Bell time is 8. All tickets are $20. That's the floor. That's the bleachers. $20. Once again, we already said what's going on, but here's the action one last time. It's going to be Robbie Marino taking on the returning Johnny Miyagi. The tag team extravaganza. Stan Styles and Xavier Cross, of course, with the financial miracle Loudy. They are taking on LJ Cruz and Ryan Castellucci,
who's currently walking the streets right now.
The Zebra Prince, Joey Janela, one of our favorite guests in the history of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. He's taking on the returning Jaka. Jaka, of course, last time Jaka was in On Point Wrestling, he received a bloodied and broken nose at the hands of the bulldozer, Matt Tremont. We're also going to have the Caveman. This is a six-man mayhem match. The Caveman taking on Sam Shields, taking on Mascara Celestial, taking on Angel Ortiz. He's so exciting, you got to say it twice. Taking on the Lightning Dragon and taking on the Assailant. Another test stand. Why don't you tell me what it is?
Here we go. Red or black?
I have no idea what number you were on. The another test for Oz Tyler versus the Notorious Devin Moore.
The Notorious Scumbag, some people would say.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I need somebody else on my bad side.
One last time, Dan. It's Hanky Sanchez versus Drew Blood. If you talk about 2013 and the one feud in On Point Wrestling, of course, it was Pinky Sanchez, Drew Blood. This is it, one last time. First time tag team encounter, Dan. I know you like tag team matches.
The best around, TJ Cannon and Bruce Maxwell versus, I think, they're going to take it, the Beaver Boys, Alex Reynolds and John Silver.
Yours truly, Alex Reynolds. And no one, John Silver.
Which,
number one!
If you're on Vine, follow John Silver. He's hilarious.
The Dirty Daddy, Chris Dickinson. First time ever, Dan, taking on Biff Busick.
If that doesn't go into the crowd, I don't know what will.
The Cambodian ex-murderer returns to the ring. Of course, we're talking about Joker, former CZW World Champion Joker. He is taking on the real deal, Mike Drastic. And, of course, the main event, Dan. The main event, the match that's getting everyone there, it's War King, the last of a dying breed, Eddie Kingston taking on the bulldozer, Matt Tremont. $20, Dan.
I think you're going to see something different on that match than you usually do.
$20.
I think it's guaranteed.
$20.
For the deed of credit.
I'm telling you, it's an amazing show. I do want to say one last time, thank you to Mike's Custom Airbrush. Of course, this is at Berlin Farmers Market. We had a lot of interaction. I think Stan Styles is out on a date right now. Grandma.
That, you know what? Grandma may be coming to the show. She liked what she was touching.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey. It's about whatever it takes.
Yes, whatever it takes. Touch them before I touch it.
Thank you once again to Mike's Custom Airbrush. You can find them in the phone book, 856-357-4765. You can also find them on Facebook.
Inside exit. Entrance B10.
Entrance
right
B10.
Right at the farmer's market.
So a lot of thanks to them. A lot of thanks to Captain Dave as well.
Yes, thanks for the table.
Nice table. Thank you to Captain Dave for the table. And Dan, I want to thank On Point Wrestling for having us. It was a great time.
I had fun.
I enjoy this young man, Stan Styles. Do you have one last thing to say, Stan?
I'm out of here. Girls, girls, girls. Any race? I'm not going to say any age. I got in trouble last time. 18 and up. If you want to see real wrestling in and out of the ring, you watch On Point Wrestling, and you watch Stan Styles, and you will experience, and I mean experience, a feeling
that you never experienced before. And that's right.
I'm exploding with excitement thinking about this.
I'm exploding my pants right now.
Stan, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure
thank
meeting you.
You.
Yeah. It was...
No, over here.
Oh, over here. Stan Stiles.
Stan Stiles, yes, great. Stan Stiles, everybody. Oh, let's get out of here quick.
100,000.
Before he comes back.
Hey.
100,000 views is molestation case. Against Beta Scott.
Oh. Are we closing up?
Yeah, we are closing, up. Do you have anything to say, Loudy? Do you have anything to say to Harry? Do you have...
Well, one, Harry, I wish you were here. I really do.
I don't.
But
I wish
you,
I was there.
My friend, and everyone out there, next week starts a new year for the year, not only in life, but in wrestling. And on January 4th, All Point Wrestling promises one thing and one thing only, to provide you fans honest, awesome, amazing wrestling for your hard-earned dollar. Because without you fans, there would be no On Point. So thank you. And together, I got one thing to say. We are On Point. Thank you.
All right. And Drew Blood, what do you
got
to say?
I just got one thing to say. If since you're so interested in asking me so many good questions and stuff like that, why don't you get yourself together, you know, get a good group of questions, and we'll do a Drew Blood roundtable for Hell in a Cell for one night. You know, one night only. We'll do a live shoot.
Fuck, I'm down for it.
And I'll do it exclusively for Hell in a Cell. I'll do it exclusively for Hell in a Cell Radio.
I need another shoe series, so yes.
Drew Blood, your shoe series
coming
to you.
I'll come to you. We'll do it right there. I like it. I like it. So go.
I'm going to shine off with it.
If you got to go, you got to go, Dan.
Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83.
Dan, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is.
I love you.
Pleasure's all yours.
I love you.
Wolf talk.
That's right.
Hey, Christy Rivera, I know you're out there listening.
Is she?
Don't you ever think about coming back to On Point Wrestling. Because I'll personally make sure your life is a living hell, little woman.
Please come back so we can make him mad.
What the hell happened to her? Last time I saw her, some Amazon took her away.
I'm out of here.
For the record, that Amazon's name is Nyla Rose, and I personally paid for that. I vowed to get rid of Christy Rivera just like I vowed to get rid of Pinky Sanchez. I'm one up, one down at the next show. Christy Rivera, hope you're having fun out there, but you'll never be back in On Point Wrestling.
Well, I don't know what else to say. You can follow On Point Wrestling at onpointwrestling.webs.com. On the Twitter, at On Point Wrestling, drop the G. The YouTube is On Point Wrestling TV, Facebook.com, On Point Wrestling, and of course, Saturday's the day. 8 o'clock's the time. Harry, you still there? Thanks for being here, Harry. You were the glue that kept us together today.
Anytime, Dan, anytime.
All right, Harry. And, hey, everybody else out there, we're going to replay our Cage of Death interviews. That's DJ Hyde, Matt Trema, and Drew Blood. We're going to replay them this Wednesday. And we return live. We're actually going to have DJ Hyde and the Beast Dan Severn on the 8th. So make sure you tune in for that. And make sure you come out to On Point Wrestling this Saturday. Sports and more in Sewell, New Jersey.